What we're looking at here is 100,000 children overall living in poverty in Northern Ireland, and as you say, Strabane and Derry right up there, in the league tables.
Now, the reality of this is that there are, as you say, thousands of children going to school hungry, not able to concentrate. They're going to be living a life which is going to make it very difficult for them to break that cycle.
Yes, definitely. The evidence is very clear. It's been researched over time. If you look at children who are living in areas, where we do have these high levels of poverty, they aren't doing as well. They're not doing as well in school. They're not doing as well nutritionally. Their health is poorer. And they have a much higher chance of being worthless when they leave schools themselves. We talk about trying to turn that curve. That can't be left for those predictions to work themselves out.
So what can be done to address this?
There are a number of areas which can be tackled. The government here, the executive, do have a child poverty strategy. It's clear that every minister is committed to outworking this. What needs to happen now is that we have to translate it into some kind of action in a business-like way. Certainly early investment in education, literacy in particular, affordable childcare, jobs that work around families, and investment in a targeted way in the most vulnerable communities. Even if we were to be able to remove 20,000-30,000 of those children out of poverty before I'm making comments next year again, that would be a wonderful thing.